Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio. My name is Dr. Michael Rice, and on the other line is my co-host, Jeannie Rice. Jeannie, are you with us? Oh, this technical world is so much fun. But anyway, I'm going to presume that Jeannie will be with us momentarily. And in the meantime, our conversation on an ongoing basis every day from 1 until 2 o'clock so far, and it's actually going to switch as of next week. Starting on Monday, our show will be from 2 until 3, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 2 until 3 Eastern Time. And the reason that we're doing that is that there's been a new development in our radio careers, and that is that station WWNN, which is 1470 AM radio in Boca Raton, Florida. Some folks who do Rockers in Recovery and Holistic Radio Network have invited us to take on a one-hour show once a week on Tuesdays. And that show will be from 2 until 3 o'clock every Tuesday. And it will actually begin this coming Tuesday. And we've got a special event happening this afternoon. If you want to tap into the show for this afternoon on WWNN, you can tap into it live at 1470 AM, anywhere from Port St. Lucie down to Miami, and or you can go to our website, which is www.whyagain.com, and right up at the top you'll see a link to the radio show on WWNN. You can listen on the computer. It's streamed into several markets around the country and covers the whole of the southeast Florida coast. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, right after this show is complete, if you want to continue to listen, we'll be moving to the next, another area of dialogue. The host of an ongoing show there is a gentleman named Kevin, and Kevin is going to be hosting a conversation between myself and a fellow named Trip Becker. Trip, I acknowledge you for your wisdom in the world and your willingness to support people in really, truly healing. And Trip is an attorney and a unique attorney because Trip's work in working with family law is to support people in creating, if they're going to divorce, sane divorces and to heal through that process, which is an absolutely awesome thing to be doing. And right in harmony with our conversation and what we're about doing, we'll oftentimes see people who begin to do this work and they are in extreme trauma with each other in their relationships. When they begin to do this work, we've seen people who all of a sudden are remembering why they came together in the first place and back in love, back in a space of connectedness, and move forward with their relationship in an awesome way. Others decide that there's more water under the bridge than they want to deal with and decide to move on from the relationship anyway. But especially with their children involved, to move on and do it in the same way. So we want to support people in that project, in that process. And so that's our work with Why Is This Happening to Me Again and how we as individual human beings can put an end to our Why Is This Happening to Me Again scenarios, wake up to who we are as human beings, and live an actual human life, something that's just about void on planet Earth. And, of course, we'll keep repeating this so everybody that's new to the show gets to hear it. What is a human life? There are people who have all kinds of discussions. When does it start? Well, that's not our topic. Our topic is what is a human life? And the best way I've found to explain that to anyone or to establish that dynamic, to get people to wake up to who they are, is to imagine the last time they held a newborn child and describe the essence of the newborn child in a single word. Wherever we go on the planet, whatever culture, whatever level of education, everybody agrees the newborns are love. And offering is that's human life. Love, sadly, has been just about evaporated from the earth because when we came into this game, the world started to put its thumbprints and its fingerprints all over us. And we began to learn from those around us responses that were not human, responses that were certainly far, far out of the realm of human. I'll often get people who say, well, gee, Michael, you know, how can humans do the kind of atrocities that we hear happening in, around the country and around the world? It's like, they can't. Humans can't do that. It's not possible. But non-humans, thumbprints of rage and fear and pain and trauma and abuse and grief, blame, oh, they can do all sorts of crazy things. And sadly, if we never learn to remove those crazy things, they are cumulative. They move from generation to generation to generation. And those generational issues become the thing that runs most people's lives. And the patterns include every form of insanity that humans have ever done. Because until we start to reach into our genetics and remove those patterns, they're passed to the next generation. And those who really, truly want to do something for the future generations, you know, people say, I want to leave a legacy for my children, I would offer far better than $1 billion, far better than the mansion or the yacht or the new Mercedes. Leave your children a healed life. Leave your children a space where you've confronted everything in you that's less than love, that you've taught your children the tools as to how to confront those things that are less than love, and to awaken to who we really are as human beings. And as we do that, our family systems will change, our community systems will change, our neighborhoods will change, our world's going to change. And that's what we're here to support. That's what Mind Shifters Radio is about. Mind Shifters is a name that we give to support groups of people working with these tools. So around the country, we've got lots of folks working with the tools that we've developed out of my book and my main workshop, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And What You Can Do About It. If you want to start on the path of using those tools, go to our website. They're free. Just tap into the book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? You can download it in several different languages freely. And, of course, being available in those languages, we invite you to share it, pass it around, offer it to someone else. Every translation that's on the website came from someone who found our work, changed their lives using our tools, and said, we need this in our language. Can we translate it? And we're now between translations that are on the website and the ones that that are underway, we're at about 10 languages. And that's all from people who volunteered and said, I need to put this in my language so people I know can understand it. And so we acknowledge and offer our thanks and accolades to those who've supported us in that way, from Thailand to Germany to Russia, Sweden. Actually, the Swedish printing of the book is not on the website. The publisher there would not allow us to put on the website free, but Thai, Spanish, they're all there. They're all free. You can spend weeks on our website. Every time you turn another corner, Jeannie has put another awesome piece of information, another awesome tool there. So we're delighted to be supporting you with Mind Shifters Radio. In the past, as we traveled around the globe, it was difficult to reach back and support people in places that we had done our work. And so our reason for setting up this radio show, Mind Shifters Radio, is that we want to be able to offer people a medium of support. And so anywhere on the globe, anyone, anytime, can tap into this show. There are archives of every show on the website. You can go and download the previous shows if you wish. And today's show is live on the internet and going all over planet Earth, anywhere on the globe that anybody wants to tap in. They'll be able to get support for using the tools we've developed. And the primary tool is that of Aramaic forgiveness. Aramaic forgiveness having nothing to do with letting other people off the hook. The Greek culture has taught us all the problems are outside of us, and so they caused all this pain inside of us, and so we'll forgive them, which, of course, does nothing to change the root of the pain that's inside of you. One of my favorite tongue-in-cheek lines is, you'll notice if you've been through a particular painful reality 87 different times with 42 different people, you're the only one that was there every time. It's about you. It's time to get about your life and healing. Let's all join together in reclaiming a human life. And let's see if Jeannie has figured out how to get us connected in there and say hello.
Hi. Yeah, I think what it is I couldn't get on until you did. And so so that held up the beginning a little bit. But anyway, we're learning. It's a process, and we'll get it down pat one of these days. We had a Skype caller. If he's listening, please call back in and ask your question. They got on there a little bit early, so anyway, maybe they'll call back in. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. And remember that next week our times are from 2 to 3 instead of 1 to 2. Have you announced the workshops that are coming up in Pompano Beach?
No, I haven't said anything about that. And actually, the reason why something was going on and I had to call the station back 3 times to get my PIN number to be accepted. So it's a little strange getting on. But no, we haven't talked about what's upcoming locally, but we're in South Florida. We were actually supposed to be back in Missouri, and there came a point we were scheduled. We're actually going to be touring Florida in 2012. If you have any venues next year that you'd like us to come visit, contact us. We'd be delighted to put it on our schedule. And we got a call in asking us when we were arriving, and we told them January 2012 is planned, and they said, well, we've got you on the schedule for January 2011. And then we had a really tough decision to make. We either had to select going back to Missouri in January or coming to Florida. And we really struggled with that a lot, didn't we, honey?
Yeah. And
but we finally made the tough choice.
Yeah, it definitely seems like we made the right choice when we talk to people back home and they've had 3 weeks of snow and we're here in this beautiful sunshine. But
yeah, it was a tough decision to make, but somebody had to do it, and Jeannie and I did it just for you. So anyway, we're in South Florida tonight at 7 o'clock. We're going to be at a place called the Tau Center at ArtServe on Sunrise Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, 715. And that's a temple, and we're going to be doing the message, the sermon, at the Shabbat service. The Rabbi Mark, we made contact with a couple of weeks ago and had an invitation to go in and share our work. And so we're doing that tonight. And then on Wednesday night at the Posner Center, the Posner Community Center. Say it again.
It's P-O-S-N-A-C-K.
Posner, pardon me. Right.
Jewish Posner,
Community Posner Center. Right. And Davey will be doing Wednesday night. So check on the website, why again, whyagain.com. Flyers are there. And then March the 6th, starting Sunday morning, we'll be doing an 11 o'clock service at Unity in Pompano. And from 1:30 to 5:30, we'll be doing 1 to 4:30. We'll be doing 1 to 4:30. We'll be doing Why Is This Happening? The open workshop. Anybody's welcome. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Friday night. We'll be doing a series of free workshops every night from 7 to 9:30 at Unity in Pompano, and then on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be back in Boca. We had several people who did Mind Shifters and Still Point Breathing and wanted to do another round of it. And so we're going to do a 2-day mini-intensive on healing through stress, purpose, and forgiveness. And so it's going to be a 2-day residential, or not residential, in a home setting, where it'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning, go through 9 in the evening on Saturday. That's the 12th, and then 9 in the morning till about 6 in the evening on Sunday. So if anybody wants to join us for that, we'll be doing that the weekend of the 12th and 13th of March. Other than that, we're then heading off to Jacksonville and then back out to Las Vegas, where we've been training medical assistants in a medical office there to teach forgiveness to their clients, where the physician who runs the center is writing prescriptions for people to do forgiveness, which is awesome, and we offer thanks and appreciation to Dr. Stephen Androcki for the fact that he's just really expanding this work all over the Las Vegas area and out in Pahrump. So things are moving forward in so many venues around the globe. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
We did have our Skype caller call back in?
No, they did not, but we do have a question out of the chat room, and it says, can Michael talk a little bit about the mechanics of how we interpret information and the process of how we create our reality from that input?
Okay, sure. Well, the governing law I would offer of what we call the mind, and it really isn't the mind at all, it's just what's stored in our structure is what I like to call a multi-generational database. It pretends to be the mind. But it's very easy to establish that it doesn't think. All it does is spit out information. And so if I set up a frequency with my voice that you have brain cells for, you're not going to think about what I say. What's going to happen is my voice box is going to set up a frequency. That frequency is going to hit your antenna called the ear, which will convert it to a mechanical motion in the eardrum. And then that will convert to an electrical signal in the brain, electrochemical signal in the brain. And if you have anything that matches what I'm about to say, then those brain cells will fire. They'll literally, through what's called the law of resonance, the law of energy exchange, take on the energy of my voice. And in so doing, the volume, so to speak, of that content will be turned up. So if I say, don't think about the color of your car, most people say, well, now I'm thinking about the color of my car. It's like, I'd offer you're not thinking about the color of your car, but brain cells are firing and resonating around the color of your car. So an example I use in the Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop is I hold up a marker and I ask, how many see the marker that's in my hand? And most everybody says, yes, I see it. And I offer that, well, the truth is you don't see the marker that's in my hand. You see an internally generated image, and there's a whole cascade of sensations and events that happen when you see the marker in my hand. And I use the example in that regard of, let's imagine we have a young man who's been through kindergarten to grade 8 in a one-room school where mom was his teacher, and she was a marker artist. And after school, he'd stay, and they'd do art, and they'd have an awesome, wonderful time together. And this young man is now the world's foremost marker artist. He is just absolutely awesome at what he does. And then let's imagine that we have a second person who is in a similar situation, only mom, instead of being a wondrous marker artist, was a good shot. She was kind of on the nasty side. She was the teacher from kindergarten to grade 8 in the one-room school. And every time he turned his head the wrong way, every time he did something that she didn't approve of, she'd fire a marker at him. On at least two occasions, he ended up in the hospital because he turned his head at the wrong time and that marker hit him in the eye. Now, each of our young men today in the workshop, let's say maybe it's 50 years later, here are these guys. Oh, they went through to grade 8, so they're now 65. And at the age of 65, I hold a marker up, and each one of them says, Michael, I see the marker in your hand. I guarantee the cascade of events and sensations in the young man who ended up in the hospital a couple times over having markers thrown at him, and the cascade of events that happens inside the young man who is now a world-famous marker artist is totally completely different. And the markers they see are unique and individual to themselves. They do not come from what I hold in my hand. The image that is seen comes from what I hold in my hand is, yes, I'm holding a marker, but a light energy, a frequency of light bounces off of the marker and hits the eye. And in a similar way as I spoke about the sound, that light frequency causes brain cells to fire. And the young man with all kinds of trauma and pain around the marker, he sees a traumatic, painful marker. And the person who's got all kinds of wondrous and wonderful content around markers sees this awesome instrument of art, and, hey, I'm ready to play. Now, of course, I think that's pretty clear how that's going to be different in terms of a marker. And let's imagine that the young man who's got all that trauma, every time he sees a marker, he goes into trauma and he blames the marker that he's looking at. see, this marker is caused by my trauma. And so what I'll do is every time I see a marker and I go into trauma, I'll forgive the marker. Has he done anything to change the cascade of events that happens inside himself that leads him to trauma and pain? Absolutely nothing. His marker is unique to him. It is caused not by the marker in my hand, but by what that frequency resonates in him. Our realities, the output of our mind, always come from the contents of our mind. And so when you recognize that, forgiveness is not about I'm going to let you off the hook because I have a painful reality around what you've said or done. Forgiveness is I have a reality in my mind. I have some healing to do. And by the way, thanks for showing me the pain that I hold inside of me. Now that I realize that it's inside of me, I realize I have healing to do. This is my work. So thanks for showing it to me. And now I'm going to do my work. I'm going to heal. And as I heal, I start to remove the content that never belonged in my physiology in the first place. The young man with all the trauma around the marker, that kind of trauma never belonged in a human being. It's not appropriate there. And it's time for it to be released. It's time for it to be removed. Forgiveness is what removes those traumas. And so we're here to do the work of forgiveness. And why is this happening to me again? The book that you can download free from our website tells you exactly how to do that process, exactly how to collapse what projects that the pain is outside of you and how to change the root and the source of the pain. It's an awesome process if you engage in it. If you pretend that it's all about everybody else and you think that all you need to do is forgive them, you'll end up staying in your trauma, in your pain. And it's time for us as human beings to get finished with this pain. It's like, you know, over with it, be done with it. And so that's what we're here to do, to support everyone in being able to do exactly that process, to remove everything that is unlike our true nature, everything that is traumatic and painful, and end up living a true human life where we live as love, as we're designed to be. So our question in the chat room, does that get to the root of your question? And or is there any other question or comment about it? Does that make sense for you?
Okay. I haven't responded yet, but... In the meantime, I just wanted to throw out a reminder, too. We were talking to some people last night about healing physically as well as mentally, emotionally, and how all three of those are tied together. And we had started talking about natural healing versus drugs and toxins. And the person in the chat room just said, thank you, yes. And some of the, you know, eliminators versus congestors, and, you know, our whole conversation last night had to do about dairy and the body being the pH level of the body and some of that stuff. And I think that we're going to be listening in today, so that was a topic that we said we might touch on today. Are you there?
I'm here, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So was there another question?
Oh, when with didn't
it,
hear what
I said. Actually, Jeannie, I lost my attention on it. I just realized, you know, we're on our way. I'm on my way to do that radio interview in Pompano or in Boca, and I realized I do not have the physical address of the station with me. So I was paying attention to my other phone to try and get the address. If you happen to have it there, you could text it to my 417 number if you would.
Okay, and what I was saying was the lady that we had spoken with last night, and a lot of our conversation was about natural healing and healing physically as well as mentally, emotionally, spiritually, how it's all tied together, and some of the conversation had to do with natural healing versus drugs and the toxins that go in the body, and then we had even switched the conversations talking about milk and things like that that were congestors and toxins in the body versus what you could do, what would be eliminators. And we said we would talk about some of that on the show today. So if you discuss that for a minute, and I'll find the address for you.
Awesome. I appreciate it, sweetie. So when you recognize that this energy field is an energetic device, then you realize that what you need to bring into it to keep it moving forward are frequencies, energies that fit in the system and that support the system in functioning in its natural flow and aliveness. Our culture has a tendency to want to teach us that food comes in a can or in a box and is processed and has gone through all kinds of chemical adulterations, when in fact, and this is a shock to some people, that food actually grows in the ground, and you actually eat what comes out of the ground. It's awesome stuff, and it has every component needed if the land is operated properly. It's interesting, you know, the concept of law in our culture is that law is the rule of a superior. Whoever's got the biggest stick is the law. And in the Aramaic, the word law has nothing to do with the rule of a superior. The word law is a result of eternal forces. It's just the way things work. And so if you go back and you look in those ancient scriptures, you find them talking about land laws. And we look at that and shake our heads, and we're modern and we know better. We can add three chemicals, P and K, and we can keep growing all the food we want. Well, yeah, you can add those three chemicals, but I guarantee the hundreds or perhaps thousands of nutrients that are supposed to be in the soil are going to be pretty quickly evaporated and disappeared if we don't obey the land laws. And the land laws said things like every 7 years you've got to let a field lie fallow. You've got to give it time to recover. You've got to put a nutrient base back into it, not three nutrients, but something that's whole and provides the soil those thousands of nutrients and nurtures the organisms that turn those nutrients into available constituents for the human structure. So when you start putting a chemical fertilizer killer on the soil, all of a sudden the soil organisms are dead. And those things, you know, it's not much different than inside your stomach. If you kill off all the bacteria in your stomach, you're not going to digest food properly. You're not going to be able to synthesize and utilize nutrients. You need that live component. I personally think that it should be considered malpractice for a physician to prescribe someone an antibiotic, which means anti-life, without providing them with a script for a probiotic, pro-life, something that supports the regrowth of those organisms that were just killed off by the antibiotic. Well, if you actually eat food that comes out of the soil, and the soil actually is filled with nutrients as it's designed to be, then what happens is the food that you eat brings in literal energy packets or frequencies that will support your life. Without that support, it's really hard to move forward. The whole structure starts to degenerate and fall apart. And so we suggest that people who've been eating what we call the SAD diet, standard American diet, and, you know, it's interesting, around the globe you can see such a wide variety of dietary regimens, and people can adapt to just about every diet on the planet except for one. You know, the Eskimos basically eat whale blubber, and they do well. And then there are, you know, in say Mexico, rice and beans, and they do well. And the Mediterranean diet, there are all kinds of different dietary regimens, and people, by and large, do fairly well with them. There is one diet universally. When people adapt it, they begin to move into degeneration and die. And, of course, there's a profession that will sit back and say, we don't know, have any reason, we have no idea why this system is degenerating and dying. Excuse me, we know exactly why, but not good for business to tell people. And I would offer that the reason is because if you're eating nutrition-free food, if you're eating from chemicalized soils, fertilized or chemicalized soils, the chemicals bind the nutrients to the soil, and we end up with food that doesn't have the energy packets, the minerals, the vitamins, the nutrients that are needed in order to nurture the structure. And so people end up in trouble. So we suggest that you look at, you know, you can jump online and look up a food combining chart and look at how to put foods together properly. If you do the standard old steak and potatoes, well, a potato requires one environment in the gut to digest. A steak requires quite a different one. If you put them in together, neither one digests properly. So if you start to understand something about how to combine the foods that you eat in a way that really supports digestion, you find that it's easier to absorb those foods. The human structure, and you know, it's an age-old argument over, are we designed to eat dead animals or are we designed to eat fresh foods that grow in the ground? It's actually a pretty easy argument to end unless one is prejudiced. All you have to do is look at what the naturally, primarily vegetarian creatures on the planet, the people that aren't impacted by the $50 billion a year spent by the food and drug industry to tell you what to put in your mouth, if you look at the animals that aren't affected by that advertising and that sales job and that brainwashing, what you'll find is that your body, your energy system, perfectly matches every naturally vegetarian creature on the planet. And it doesn't look anything like carnivores, anything like things that chase down other animals and rip their throats out and drink their blood and eat their flesh in chunks. You have a totally different tooth structure. You have a totally different digestive structure. It's a whole different game. So as you recognize that, you start to realize, gee, maybe there's a way my structure's designed to work. And maybe I want to look at plant-based diet. And there's all kinds of research that shows the benefits of a plant-based diet. Those who are dyed-in-the-wool addicted to decaying flesh want to argue about that. And, you know, I mean, argue all you like. But just go look in the animal kingdom where they don't do what other humans have told them to do. And you find a totally different process happening. And so to start to look at at least a primarily plant-based diet allows people to begin to move their structures in a direction that's called healed and wholeness. When one eats a wide variety of whole foods, properly combined, properly chewed, properly digested. By the way, if you pour a quart of icy cold water on top of your burger and fries, you have yourself a serious problem for several reasons. One, the tendency is if you're going to flush it down with a quart of water, that you're not going to chew. The first stomach is in the mouth. If you don't chew properly, you don't digest properly. I don't care what happens. So when people break off hunks of food and swallow them, now, a lion can do that. It grabs a chunk of flesh and just swallows it whole because it's got a very high acidic stomach content that causes that food to break down. It has a very short digestive tract, and the waste from that is gone before it starts to putrefy. And that cat lays around 16 to 18 hours a day, lazy. When you look at the human system, nobody enjoys running down an animal and tearing its throat out, and nobody has a tooth structure designed to tear flesh, and nobody has a digestive tract that can take chunks of whole flesh and break them down. When you flush something down with water, you just caused yourself to create a digestive difficulty because you didn't chew. Second is that you have digestive secretions that are of a proper strength to digest food. If you pour a ton of water in on top of them, guess what happens? You just diluted the digestive secretions. And the enzymes that break food down work in a very specific temperature range. When you use a quart of ice water to flush your food down, the next defense is that you just drop the temperature of the digestive environment significantly. And when you drop the temperature of the digestive environment, digestion doesn't occur very well. So we usually suggest to people that they go on to a high eliminative diet if they've been eating the SAD diet, and perhaps do some colon cleansing to take the wastes out of the colon that have been accumulating. I know of one case where there was a man on autopsy whose colon was 11 inches in diameter and weighed 65 pounds. Now, there'll be people who tell you, oh, you don't need to detox, your body handles all that. Well, that's just not true. How would a man get a colon 11 inches in diameter that weighed 65 pounds? Only by layering layer upon layer upon layer of toxic waste and mucoid plaque within the colon. And ultimately, for that person to really digest in the food and be healthy, that colon's got to be cleaned out. So that's one of the steps in moving in that direction. And eliminative foods, things like apples, pears, peaches, fresh raw vegetables. I have lots of roughage. They tend to go in and help to clean that out. There are some herbal things you can do to assist in that as well. And there are a class of foods called congesters. Congesters do exactly what they say they do. And if you think about what the popular business that every one of the dairies is in, the major dairies, they're in one other business that is not thought of as dairy, but it is dairy. And you'll notice we've got Aylmer's white glue and Borden's white glue. Why? Because the casein protein molecule is glue. It's basically what it does to the human structure. And so if you want to, you know, the classic runny-nosed little kid is a runny-nosed little kid. Why? Because he's taking in his share of congesters every day. And, you know, it might be something to think twice about. And if you're especially suffering from any kind of congestive disorders, then you eliminate those high-level congesters, and the structure starts to take care of itself and heal. So there are a few hints in that direction. Do you have any other thoughts, Jeannie?
Just tying it together is, you know, when we're at Heartland, we do all live, raw, vegetarian, gourmet meals. And when people that are meat eaters first get there, sometimes it's like, I just actually asked Patrick, he's in the chat room, how he felt after going through the vegetarian meals and the juicing and everything at Heartland. And he says, I felt great. I was amazed that not only did I feel great physically, but the mental clarity was unexpected and such an added benefit to gain clarity. And so it does. It helps people move into a higher state where they can process physically and mentally, and just kicks it into the next gear.
Right. Do you have a number on Dixie Highway for me, hon?
I've texted it to you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Steve.
So
any other questions in the chat room?
No, there's nothing else out there right now. So we'll add the number again to call in is 646-200-4169. This is Mind Shifter Radio with Dr. Michael Rice. And we're back to you.
All right. Well, if we look at the importance of nutrition again in the whole process of healing, we'll see that the nutritional aspect becomes a major key, because when we toxify the system, when we don't give the system what it needs, the system tends to become shut down. It tends to lower in vitality. And as it goes lower and lower and lower, what happens is that the ability to move through things, the ability to process things is compromised. You know, the way that most drugs operate, if one's symptomatic, you know, they're never going to find a cure for the common cold. It's one of my favorite topics in this regard. The common cold is not a disease. If you came to me as a naturopath, one of my fields is naturopathic medicine, which is what's natural to the body. If you were to ask me as a naturopath to help you to suppress the symptoms of your cold, I would absolutely categorically refuse. That's a ridiculous thing to do. If you come to me as a naturopath and say, oh, Michael, I have this terrible cold, all this stuff is running out of my nose, could you help me stuff it all back in? I would say, why would you want to stuff it back in? And I would rejoice with you in the fact that you have this awesome cleanse going on, that your system is vital enough to be throwing off what doesn't belong. We've been tricked by those who sell potions that lower vitality, that if I lower my vitality enough, then all this stuff will stop flowing out and I'll have fixed my cold. Excuse me, you haven't fixed your cold. What you've done is you've just suppressed and locked back into tissue what doesn't belong. That's what creates the congestive disorders. And a body that is throwing off that congestion is one that is vital enough, strong enough to be throwing it off. So come to me and tell me you have a terrible cold, and I'm going to say, hooray for you. That's awesome. We're delighted for you, because what I now know is you're vital enough to be throwing off what doesn't belong. Am I going to show you something with which to weaken yourself so that you won't have to deal with that? No. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite you to look at a way to strengthen your vitality, build it on still a whole new level, and open the eliminative channels so that the healing process that you're in, that most people call a cold and call a disease, so that the healing process that you're in accelerates. And with the eliminative channels open, that which the structure is working to eliminate, it moves more quickly, more easily, more comfortably. Cold is not a disease process. A drug shuts down the vitality so that you can say, now see, we suppress the symptoms of your cold. Now aren't things better? Well, let's use a comparison. Let's imagine that you have a septic system and, you know, the tank is backing up and the backyard's full of all kinds of garbage, you know, the smells, and you call the plumber and the plumber comes out and says, oh, have I got a solution for you? I have a 4-inch plug and I'll just take and plug the exit from your house with this 4-inch cap and there won't be any more garbage in the backyard. Then we'll have fixed it. Has anything been fixed? Now, you know very well it's not going to take very long before that stuff's going to start to back up into the sinks and the bathtub and the toilet. Not very pleasant when it comes inside the house. Much worse than when it's outside the house. So if there's a problem, you want to look at solving the problem, dealing with cause, rather than simply suppressing the symptom. Because if you put a 4-inch plug in your nose, if you put, you know, the equivalent of that that plumber example, if you start plugging all that stuff up so that nothing gets out, what do you suppose happens? Well, the next level of the cold is going to be the flu. Now, is the flu a terrible disease? No, the flu is not a terrible disease. Is it caused by these bugs, these bacteria, these viruses? No, that's a fraud. Not true. They still at least call it the germ theory. Nobody has yet called it the germ fact. Why? Because it's not a fact. When you've put this garbage in, what happens is you just created a food supply. Those critters that come to clean up the garbage are your friend. The bacteria, the virus, is your friend. It's cleaning up the garbage. You say, well, but the disease is caused by those things. No, if the disease was caused by those things, everyone who shook hands with someone else who had one of those things and then touched their face, it would get in their bodies and they'd have the disease. But that doesn't happen. Because we have people whose energy systems are clear and clean, their immune systems work, and they're able to take care of those pathogens. Because they don't have a food supply for the pathogens to multiply through. When you take away the food supply, that is the congestive waste that's built up in the tissue structure, and it builds up throughout in between the cells. The colon is a particularly offensive place for that to happen. The truth is, if it ever smells like something crawled up inside of you and died, it's because it did. And once you realize that, you realize that what you've got to do is start to clean house. Cleaning house is never pretty. Cleaning house is never fun. You know, it's just like spring cleaning. Things get messy before they look all fresh and new again. Well, it's not much different inside your house than outside. And as you realize that, one of the major things that needs to be cleaned out of this temple of ours is the hostilities and fears of 1,000 generations, the hostilities, the fears, the terrors that people tend to carry and pass from generation to generation. All of those things have to be dealt with. All of those things have to be removed in order for us to really, truly thrive as we are designed to thrive. As the active presence of love in the world, we are designed to function out of that love, to function out of this awesome state of the newborn. You might remember 2,000 years ago, the man named Yeshua said, be as a little child. We're here to function as the active presence of love, not the hostility, fear-based minds that are all around the globe.
Michael, we have a caller that has a question. I believe part of the number is cut off, but I think it's 954-607. You're on the air.
Hello, Jeannie. This is Nene Ortega. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hey, great. Very delighted to listen again and again about the new knowledge that we are learning, you know, or the new approach, because it's been there forever.
It has been there forever, yeah. It's not new with us. I was fortunate enough to be able to touch into the ancient Aramaic language directly and start to understand the tools and the process of healing, and that's what we're here to share. I wish I was smart enough to have figured all this out myself.
Yeah, but it'd be wonderful to have you and to be able now to be exposed to this. My question, Mike, in reference to what you were saying about the resonance in the brain cells when we make a sound, and that's not thinking. Now, there's a statement in one of your seminars that says that thinking is a spiritual ability.
Right.
So if you could expand that phrase, please.
Sure. When we started out today, we talked about the perceptual mind and how it produces realities, and that is the resonating of brain cells. So the person who says, I'm thinking, when I say, don't think about the color of your car, when they say, I'm thinking about the color of my car, the truth is they're not thinking. All that's happening is brain cells are resonating. Information's firing that's contained within the structure. And this database that we call a body-mind unit stores everything from all generations and tends to feed back to us the information that we've bought into from those generations. And again, content in brain cells resonating is not thinking. It's just cycling information that's already there. And by definition, it's all from the past. The real thinking process happens when an awake, aware human life, human being called love, stays conscious and active within its own mind. And when love is present in the mind and a situation comes along that resonates some form of hostility or fear, something that is of a non-human nature, the presence of love begins to dissolve. It's like the universal solvent. The presence of love begins to dissolve that hostility and fear, and that hostility and fear begins to disappear. And that's our goal with the process of forgiveness in the reality management worksheet, which if you're new to the show and you haven't been on it before, you can go to whyagain.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see a thing that says download worksheets. You can download the latest copy of the reality management process and a new chapter 24, where that's the last chapter of my book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again, which has the instructions for how do you start to change this content that's based in hostility or fear and bring love present to your own life? Does that fit with your question, Nene?
Yes, so that would be that when there's an issue and then I identify that I'm in a moment of fear and I bring the active presence of love, then I will respond differently to that situation. Is that what them thinking
is? Precisely. That's it, exactly. Yep.
Okay.
It's one of the spiritual faculties. It's not a mental faculty.
So it actually changes the frequencies that you hold within you so that you will resonate with totally different things than you did previously.
Precisely.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes. Okay, great. Got it.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
All right.
Bye.
So, Jeannie, any other calls or questions in the chat room?
No, but somebody in the chat room had asked, was there any nutritional books that I would recommend? And so I wrote back and was telling them about Tony and her Echo diet. She's a friend of ours that's staying with us for a few days here in Florida. And she has just come out with a book just a few months ago, and it's on getting back to being alkaline instead of acidic. And it's full of recipes, and it's just an excellent book. And so her website, they had asked for that, is getcleangogreenechodiet.com.
And, Jeannie, maybe you could go ahead and talk a little bit more about that, or if Tony's there, you can maybe even say a few words with her. I'm actually going to head into the radio station right now, and if anybody wants to tune in to our next show, which will start in about 10 minutes, WWNN 1470 AM anywhere on the southeast Florida coast. You can tap into that station. It streams into many different markets around the country. If you go to HawaiiAgain.com, Jeannie just put some links up. You can click on that and tap in and listen online to our show that will start in about 10 minutes on 1470 AM, 50,000 watt station. And then next week we'll be changing our time from 1 to 2, and our show will begin to air at from 2 to 3 every day Eastern Time, Monday to Friday, and we'll coordinate with a new show that we're doing on WWNN, 1470 AM in Boca Raton, Florida, and we'll begin that next week, and that will run concurrent with our blog talk show. So I'm going to leave the line and leave it with you, Jeannie, to maybe say get Tony to say a few words. I love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Talk to you later. Bye. So the link to get online to listen to WWNN is holisticlifestylesradio.com. And so you can go there and listen to it streaming live, or you can tune in your radio to it. And on Tuesdays, then, our shows are going to be about recovery in one way or another, whether it's recovering from something like today's show that he's going to do here in a few minutes, is recovering from divorce and how a family can stay together and keep their relationship sane even going through a divorce, especially when it involves children. And so there's different kinds of recovery. You know, we're all, Michael said the other day, we're all serving time one way or another, and so we all have work to do. And so that's going to be the process. So our Tuesday shows are going to be consecutive with each station, and that'll be every Tuesday. It's Rockers in Recovery, and that's holisticlifestylesradio.com. And then the call-in number for that is, I've got a call-in number, but I'm absolutely not sure that that's to call in to ask questions, so we do need to clarify that one. But anyway, then our show Monday through Friday, that's on Blog Talk, the Mindshifter Radio, is going to be from 2 to 3 Eastern Time starting on Monday. Call-in number for that will stay the same. So we've got just a few more minutes. If anybody has any other questions, please feel free to go ahead and ask, and I'll do the best I can. If I can't answer it, I'll write it down and give it to Michael, and we'll answer it tomorrow on the show. Let's see, I believe that I see Terry is on the line, and so I'm going to turn him on and see if he's got anything to add to that. Terry, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
Hi. Good to have you on the show again. We appreciate your support.
Thank you.
So what did you think when you first came to Heartland and started eating a different kind of a diet and going more raw and also doing the juicing and the fasting and all of the different things? Had that been something that you did in your life previously?
Yes, actually, I'd been introduced to that a few years before, and growing up in North Carolina, though, I was predominantly biscuits and gravy and meat kind of diet, you know, white flour and all that kind of stuff. So when I was first suggested I might want to look at my diet, my wife, Michelle, introduced me to the Harvey Diamond's book, Fit for Life, and started the detox program on the Diamond's detox program. And after about the third or fourth day, I started having pains in my stomach like I had never imagined, and it was from the cleansing action of all the fruit and things like that. And so that first week or so was pretty rough. The first time I shifted onto that diet, and I did it pretty abruptly.
Terry. Terry.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Michael. Can I break in for just a second?
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
For our next hour's show, the local phone number, if people want to call in from South Florida, is 561-988-5470. There's also a toll-free number. And this is just to call in for a question or comment when we ask for questions or comments on the show. And that number is 888-565-1470. So toll-free, 888-565-1470. And the local number, 561 888-988-5470. They are not numbers to call in and listen to. Yeah, that's just for questions. It's not to listen to the show. You can go to WWNN 1470, or you can go to the link on the website and you can listen there. And so I'm going to sign off. Excuse me for interrupting you, Terry, and I'll look forward to talking to you a little later. Blessings.
Bye. Okay, Terry, continue with your. So it was your stomach was hurting and you were detoxing. And...
Well, I know that you're just about out of time, and the short version of the story is make sure that you have a good support and some folks that are familiar with that process, especially if you're making a transition from a lifelong diet of cheeseburgers and French fries.
Yeah.
And be gentle with yourself. But the I have a lot of stories of the amazing things that happen as far as cleaning my system up and healing through the natural foods. I still have my gallbladder after a couple of gallbladder attacks almost 10 years ago that the surgeon said absolutely had to be removed, but I still have it, no problems with it, because I continued with the homeopathic and the healthy food type diet, you know.
Awesome.
Yep, so it's well worth the effort. I'll sum it up with that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your input on that. And so once again, our website is www.whyagain, that's whyagain.com. You can go to our website. You can see the information for getting on both of the radio shows. You can get our schedule where we're going to be. We're only in Florida for a couple more weeks. You can get the worksheets for free, everything. So just go out there and browse around and get some tools and start working on your life. And like we've been talking about eating, start changing just gradually. Don't make something drastic all of a sudden, because then if you hate it, then you're not going to keep doing it. But make some gradual changes to physically do things better, to get healthier physically, and then you can process mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and we hope that you have the best year yet of your eternal life. See you on Monday. Have a